I forgot the last thing about that premiere is that you wanted to talk to Dylan Sprouse.
Yeah, of course I love the Sprouse twins. I know. And Connor's friends with Dylan, and he refuses to introduce me.
Wait, I feel like you're the intro with everybody between y'all. And this was the hard no.
Connor gatekeeps me from a few select people. And
really? Why? What's the origin? Yes, you're embarrassed?
She's making up a narrative.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
Have you introduced me to Dylan Sprouse?
You want Dylan all to yourself?
I didn't.
I don't want to say this to him.
Because
and I was there. I'm clenching my fruit roll up right now in anger.
It's like sweating into your palm.
This has happened multiple times. I just want to say hi.
Then go say hi.
Introduce me.
No, I didn't want.
I don't want to go up as a fan.
I wasn't there to socialize. I didn't want to talk to anyone.
But you were talking to him. Oh, but they came up to me. So I
which one's dating the model?
Dylan.
Dylan, she was there too. I just want to say hi.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. That felt really icky.
I know. It's
icky, Vicky. You're so icky. Just the sound of being around you makes me so sicky.
Speaking of Vicky, Victoria Paris is here today. You know her. You love her. We're so lucky to have her. Thanks for coming.
Seriously. Vicky did not sit right with me. Do people ever call you Vicky?
Victoria.
No. My brother's the one with the nickname, and I'm the one with the full name. I'm like, you have to say it all the way through, Victoria.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me, you guys.
Thank you so much for coming.
Yeah.
Long time coming.
Such fans of you.
So you...
Stans. Right back at you.
Thank you.
Moving out here, right?
Yes.
You've been based in New York as long as I've known you. We obviously go way back. First time meeting in person today.
Yeah.
Well, you started in New York in one apartment. I feel like your apartment is a lot of your content.
Yeah, so I've lived in two apartments now on TikTok. Right. I was in like a one bed flex, my college apartment. Uh-huh. And then once I started doing TikTok full time, I moved into this huge studio in Tribeca.
Uh-huh.
And I've been in that since.
And it's just like the most insanely well decorated.
Yeah.
I'm so obsessed with your apartment, and I'm like really stressed about you moving here. Like, how are you going to get everything here? Bro. Are you going to get everything here? What are you doing?
I mean, like, you know, I'm doing like the cliche corny influencer shit. I'm partnering with Roadway
well,
Movers. I'm getting that free move. Like, how am I moving here?
Of
like,
course.
Come on.
But are you bringing everything?
Okay. So I'm keeping my place. I renew my lease.
You're going to be bi-coastal.
Yeah. But I'm subleasing it to my friend part-time so that I can come whenever I want and whatever. But she's going to like furnish it. So I'm not going to leave a ton there. And it's free for me to move. So why not move everything?
Right.
My last apartment was furnished by Anthropologie, and this new place is going to be furnished by Urban.
Oh my God.
I was going to say, dead ass, I promise you, there's no way for me to prove it, but I was going to say your apartment seems like the love child of an Anthropologie and an Urban outfit.
Yeah. No, it 100% is.
And is the orange couch coming?
Yeah. That's the one.
That is all that matters.
I bought that bad boy.
Good.
And the wall.
I love that
and
one.
My dining room table. Yeah.
Yeah, your wall. Do you need your wall here?
No, and my best friend's like, that thing is ugly as fuck. I'm taking it down.
No, I love your wall.
I love it too. She's like, I'm not sleeping in a Burger King crown though. And I was like, damn. Mm.
I feel like you really have brought back color because I feel like a lot of people's taste recently has just been like beige.
The cloud couch.
The cloud
like,
couch.
Minimalist.
Yeah.
Like,
minimalist.
Yeah.
And like, I really
this
appreciate.
Is the color of my kitchen cabinets.
I love that. Like I
people
just,
hated that.
Yeah. No, I love it. And the tiles too. I mean, you've really inspired me.
Yay.
Yeah, Brooke's got a serious kink for the love or the iCarly set.
I do.
No way. Yeah.
I do.
Your place then.
It's fine. But when I was like trying to decorate it, I was like, Connor, can you help me? Because I'm not very good at it. And he has a better eye than me. And he hated everything because it was like colorful and like furry and like leather. And then I moved forward with not asking him anymore.
When we were on Zoom, I was like, why is your house low-key nice? Like, put together. I was like, what the... I was like reading the painting in the background. It was like these guys with the sign that says, I want beer. And I was like, oh, and the podcast is at 9 a.m. I was like, oh, they have their lives together.
No.
Like, oh,
okay. Connor's house is like very like clean and white.
Yeah.
I like white because I can tell when there's like a bug.
Oh, fat.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Trust me, you wouldn't like New York. I can tell that there's a fly infestation in my kitchen, regardless of the color.
I've gotten through a whole year of my apartment. I've not had a single bug in my apartment.
Are you like awesome. like afraid of bugs?
No, it's more like when I lay in my bed at night and then start thinking, I'm like, there's probably a bug in here. And I don't know why it would need to go into my eye or my ear hole when I'm asleep, but I do have that feeling that I have trouble actually going, slipping away.
And eggs in your brain and stuff.
Yeah, I do have that fear. Uh-huh. I don't think it's irrational.
Mm-mm. Did you see the TikTok about the girl? She came home from vacation and she had this worm in her leg, and she like showed her sister and she's like, look at this worm in my leg. And her sister's like, yo, healthcare is free here. Like, go get that checked out. And she's like, yeah. And a few weeks go by and she's like, look, it moved. It's here now. And she's like, and there's a second one. And so she finally goes to the doctor and the doctor's like, yeah, we could only get one out. And the other one migrated somewhere else in your body and we don't know where it is.
My God. That's-
I could never just accept that and just be like, a worm.
No, I would be
holy
like,
shit. No, I can't even.
Staking out in the ER.
Yeah. I actually don't even.
Not my health anymore.
I would cut off the whole leg.
Yeah.
100%.
I'd say, give me a ballpark where this worm is. Let's amputate today. I'll write a book.
Cart root out right now.
No, get the leg off. I'll write a book about life with one leg.
That's a tough one.
One leg and no worms.
I can't do worms. This is the second time worms have come up on our podcast.
Oh, tapeworms.
I think for sure even the word worm that has anything. I like earthworms. Oh, no.
Oh, is this her?
Oh,
yeah,
Jesus.
That's
no,
the video.
No, 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 no,
no. Play it.
They don't show anything.
Oh.
She just talks and her accent is so cute.
Always say, oh, are you and your siblings alike? Like, do you get on? Let me tell you something about my sister, okay? She has a worm in her leg. This bitch travels a lot, and about 4 months ago, she noticed like a worm-shaped object in her upper thigh and thought, huh, that looks like a worm. Now, she's better than me, because if I had noticed any worm-shaped object,
too.
I would
worse than me too.
You know what this reminds me of? You know when someone would stab you in elementary school, and there would be the little piece of lead?
Oh, I still have
I feel like everyone has a little piece of lead in their body. Yes. Is that just like we're accepting?
Huh.
We're just accepting it, like the lead. Yeah. Another thing about you, Victoria, that I love, you don't use a laptop. This came to our attention yesterday when we were Zooming.
Yeah, I like didn't have a laptop in high school, I think because my parents wouldn't buy me one. And so I was like, yeah, like a recurring theme in my life is needing to be different. And I was like, yeah, fuck everybody with laptops. Like, I don't need a laptop. Uh-huh. Like, they're so extra. It's just a big iPhone. And then I kind of, like, just started doing everything on my phone. Like, even in high school when I had to type up papers, I do Google Docs on my phone right before class because I was so last minute with everything. And then that kind of transferred into college because I never really onboarded using a laptop.
Uh-huh.
And then I graduated from college and I'm like, now I just feel, like, free from...
Where'd you write your essays?
Google Docs on my phone.
On your...
You can format
it
all in there.
You type the whole essay on there?
Yeah, and you can like airdrop, and I would sit like outside of class because I'd always do the kid who did the homework right before the teacher took it, so I'd sit like right outside of class and be like,
did you take your notes in college in paper?
Did not take any notes.
You didn't take any notes?
No. I mean, I went to like a very easy college, so.
Whoa.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. I don't even check my email on my phone.
What about when you're like in bed and you need multiple devices, like one for like Netflix watching and one for like playing a game or something?
Again,
that's not your lifestyle?
Again, pick me behavior. I have not watched TV in a minute.
Kidding.
Yeah. I feel like because I'm on my phone so much for work, it kind of like turns me off to watching anything.
What do you do?
I was going to say, what do you do?
Do you draw? Do you doodle?
I scroll through TikTok. Mm-hmm. I answer emails. I text my friends. I FaceTime a lot. I'm on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
I don't really use Twitter that much, but I mean, my girlfriend's trying to get me to read because she's a big reader.
Uh-huh.
We always are doing like wholesome crafts and like activities.
Are you on BookTok at all?
Like the smut side of
it,
where they're like
spicy,
like porn talk. And I'm like, okay, should I read this? And I read the synopsis and I'm like, okay, I'm fine.
I'm on there and I've recently picked something up.
Do you know
Colleen Hoover?
Yeah, I've
heard. She's like the main author that's on BookTok. And I started, not to be one of those girls that's like, oh, I knew her before all of you, but I genuinely swear to God, knew her when her first book came out. And I was reading them in high school and I felt like not guilty, but I was like, why is like no one else? Why is everyone pretending to read Bell Jar? Like just like
the Bell Jar.
Like just like be
Wait,
interested in
how
this
old
like
are
smut.
You guys?
26.
25.
Okay, 23.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I feel so old recently.
I'm like, what was I reading in high school? Like The Hunger Games?
Yeah.
Oh,
or maybe middle school.
You know,
I'm glad you brought that
Maze
up.
Maze Runner.
Did you guys have to do like a certain number of books and take a quiz on them at the end of the books in school?
No. In middle school.
So we had it all through until I graduated high school.
Wait,
it was called AR points, and it was accelerated reader points.
Were you in private school?
No.
Okay, that's surprising.
Yeah. Oh. Is it because of the look?
I don't know. It was more so your house. Your house gave like...
My house probably gives... it's probably something that could be diagnosed.
Just like...
Well, where was the public school? Like, where was it?
It was in like Houston, Texas.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Anyways, so we had these books, we had to read a certain amount of books. And that's why I'm the biggest advocate of judging books by their covers.
Uh-huh.
In all facets. Because there's a lot of truth to that. And I picked up Hunger Games because I thought the cover art looked cool. It was like hunting and people
big,
like, fighting to
toxic
death.
Masculinity stuff.
Uh-huh. Well, it just like looked cool, but like there was like this like hero trope about the whole thing. And then 4 years later, it got super famous. But I had to read it.
You read it before.
Because I picked it up because it looked cool. And, you know, well, that was that.
I love those Colleen Hoover books, but I'm starting to feel really bad because when I was reading them in high school, it'd be like, wow, I'm going to have this one day. These guys are so old. They're like 23, 24. And I'm going to have this romance. And now I'm like reading about younger people than me that are like getting married and just like being in love. So that's tough.
But then they just get divorced. I literally have friends who like got married and they're getting divorced already. Really? And I was like, that was real quick. That was so fast.
Well, you got to knock out your first divorce
early. I'm so
long
game.
Third time's a charm.
Third time is a charm. Divorce is a part of life.
The Catholic Church disagrees.
Yeah, I think most churches probably disagree. there's no modern church that is built on divorce.
I think you can be Jewish and get divorced.
Yeah, 100%.
I know my parents are. I can vouch for them. What?
What are the
Reformation? I love
the
Reformation
three branches
church.
Of Judaism. Thanks for
my
asking,
dad's
Victoria.
Jewish, but I don't know anything about it. And people
Reformist like, just like I feel like the like secular version.
What is secular?
Like non.
Okay.
I guess non-religious.
Okay.
I would say
non.
Non-denominational is just like
passive
no
aggressive.
There's a passive aggressive branch.
Secular.
There's a non-confrontational branch.
Denoting attitudes, activities, or the other day I used neurotic wrong, and I almost made my girlfriend cry. I was like, "You're being neurotic right now," and she's like, "Do you know what that means?" And I'm like, "Yeah, thorough." And she was like, "No, that's not what it means." And I was like, "Oh, I'm so sorry."
Did you mean like anal?
Like she reads the label top to bottom. She reads emails like all the way through, and I'm like, yeah, you're neurotic in that way.
Thorough, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's a little
She was like, no, neurotic's like super negative.
Oh,
like,
I don't think. I think it can be like.
She's like, it's a huge insult, and I was like, I just meant thorough.
Oh yeah, I don't think it's a huge insult. Speaking of your girlfriend, you met her on Be Real.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Give us a little bit more of that.
So I was like still dating my ex at the time, my first girlfriend, and I had Be Real. I had like 10 friends on there at the time, and it suggests people to add, and like nobody had known about my account at that time, and so I guess like she has a bunch of mutual friends with my ex's mutual friends and my mutual friends, and so it suggested her to add me, and she added me, and I was like, who's this person? Because you know when. Like you have a big Instagram or TikTok, you don't really keep track of who follows you. And I was like, so I looked her up and I was like, damn, this girl's hot. I turned to my ex and I was like, this girl's really hot. And she was like, she is. And then we started like following each other on Be Real. My last relationship ended, like a month went by. We started talking and that's how it happened.
Is your ex like phased by that?
No.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I don't know. We don't really talk.
No. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, that was like a messy relationship. So, yeah.
That's genuinely like on par to me. Like being like, I met my girlfriend on Trivago. I was just scrolling on Instacart and I met the love of my life.
I made a video about it and all these comments were like, like my dad met his wife on like eBay. And they're like, I met my girlfriend on Airbnb. Like she was my host. And all these people
like,
this is
what we should be doing.
We have to branch out.
Yeah, Raya's not cutting it anymore.
No, it's not.
There's something that's like an active turn off about, for me now, about like a guy being on a dating app. I'm like, why are you so desperate?
You as a
like,
man
like, I'm
on
there
Bumble.
Too. Yeah. Like, I'm there too, but like you really, like, I know how desperate I am to be here. Like, I don't want you to match that energy.
What if you see them on two platforms, though? I've seen that before, where you see them on Bumble and Tinder.
It's grossing me out. Like, I'm there too.
Yeah.
But like, you shouldn't be. Like, it's giving me the ick.
Yeah, fully.
Yeah, just because like, I know the place I have to be in to be on all of those apps at once. So to imagine a man in that state, tough to process.
I think if we're going to get our screen time up that much, sometimes it's just like another, it's just another app.
It's another game. Like, it's like a scrolling game.
They did gamify it. That's the whole reason. They have users every day because if they say there's this game that they play,
they should add a gaming feature.
You might miss out on the love of your life.
I mean,
if you
isn't
don't check
dating
every day.
Dating is like a game to get married though. Like the end goal is one thing, but 99.99% of the times it's not going to work out.
Yeah,
an interesting take.
Do you date to get married?
Yeah, I'm so over dating. I feel like I've been ran through it throughout my life, and like a train has been run on me. Yeah. And so now I'm just like, I'm so easy. Like, I don't go out. I don't like really party like that. I'm like, I need like my wifey or my husband or whatever. And I just want to like settle down in my Topanga house and fuck off.
Mm-hmm. I'm really excited to see your Topanga house journey.
Yes, you have to come. Y'all have to come.
I would love to. I'm looking at that thing.
I don't even know where Topanga is.
Bro. Okay, have you been to Ojai?
Yeah. I literally haven't been out of LA.
It's like Ojai vibes. Like, I'm trying to think. Have you been to Topanga?
I've been to Ojai.
Okay.
And I know it's like, isn't, I don't know where Topanga is exactly.
Right before Malibu on the PCH. Okay.
Oh,
yeah, and
wow.
Then you go 20 minutes into the canyon. There's like no service. There's one road that goes through it. And a lot of people don't want to live there because there's the fires all the time.
It's in the valley, right?
Isn't
the valley the other way?
There's like a valley before Malibu.
Oh, it's a valley?
It's like, yeah, let's pull it up.
Oh.
There.
Canyon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like kind of
so you drive
Calabasas.
up. There's.
It's
like Kardashian.
Right, yeah, yeah. So once you enter, it's right before Malibu. When you exit, it's into Calabasas.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
I agree.
It's so funny. Like,
oh my God. Wait, funny story. So I'm like, go to rent this place. And she's like, yeah, like, you know, Topanga's getting really hip. Like, this pop star lives next door. And I'm like, oh, okay. And she's like, I'll show you the house. Like, maybe, because I'm looking to buy, but it's really hard to buy there unless you live there and get like some off-market deal because it's such a small community.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, like, I'll show you the house. Like, I think it could be like something you're looking for longer term. And I'm like, so who's the pop star? And she's like, oh, his name's Steve. I'm like, Steve who? And
Stevie Wonder.
Harvey.
No, she's like, Steve Lacy. And I was like,
oh no way.
You cannot just call Steve Lacy a pop star. And I was like, oh, right, I'll take it. I'll take this house.
I have like a horrible question. Who?
The, you know this, I bite my tongue is a
oh, yeah. I do know who that is.
Yeah, yeah.
So what
really
would you consider him?
Dive in.
Just like an artist?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He's an artist for sure. Yeah. You know what's so funny? I was at my buddy's place in the hills and I peed.
Mm-hmm.
We were like having dinner. I like being outside. It's nice.
That's why I like it here. In New York, you're like cooped up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like, I need to be outside. Like,
sometimes it's really grounding to just
be in the ground.
Stream directly to Mama
into the Earth.
So I'm peeing outside and it's kind of like dusk and like a woman like yells at me and I'm like, she's like, hey, and I'm like, oop, you know.
Oh, you peed onto someone?
No, I mean, there's a lot of land. I'm peeing off of kind of like this hill and it goes down to a valley and I go inside. I'm like, dude, I think your neighbor just like yelled at me. She's like, yeah, she like really gets annoyed with us. We like park in front of her house
when
all the time.
When you pee off of the ledge.
And he's like, yeah, she always yells at us when we pee. And I'm like, she has such a huge house. Like, and he's like, I know, she purposely hangs out over there to yell at us. And I was like, wow, like how neurotic. And he's like, yeah, she's just like that.
That's a good use.
And that is a good, that is.
Yeah. But she's an artist. I was like, who is it?
It was derogatory.
Lana Del Rey.
Did you say Lena?
Lana Del Rey.
Lana. Did you see the thing where she came out and she's like, I'm going bankrupt. Like, I have to go back to like working like a minimum wage job, like music.
And, I don't get how that happens.
Explain to me the house.
Well,
like, in the
Sydney
hills.
Sweeney just did that too, where she's like, I cannot not work for six months because I can't afford it. Just bought like a $3 million house.
Yeah.
I think they need to change their definition of being able to afford things.
I think after, I tried to level with her after like kind of being in the industry.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, I know a lot of people who work like on Broadway who are signing 30 to 40% of their income away to like agents, managers, whatever. You know, I'm like throwing away 10% to my manager, 10% to my agent, 5% to the business manager, whatever.
Me too.
40% to Uncle Sam.
Mm-hmm.
So then you're left with that,
that
little bit of the business you created. But you still get to buy a $4 million house.
Right.
So do I feel bad?
No, you can afford things. You might just not be able to afford the things that you want.
And you're not making the entirety of your income.
Right.
That doesn't mean that you're not still rich.
Mm-hmm.
Guys.
Totally.
She has it really hard.
Sid or Lana?
Yeah, Sid.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure she has it harder than men in the industry, but she's still closing that $4 million house.
Yeah.
They don't pay actors like they used to. Yeah. That's true. I was actually talking to my landlord about this because my landlord was saying like the top percentage of the acting industry started making more and more, and then everybody else started getting like moved down. Like,
sorry, have less actors. Didn't there used to be like 11 actors? Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, Johnny Depp. Like now there's 50 a day.
Can we talk about how we're talking about there's too many actors on a podcast where people are like, stop making podcasts. There's too many of everyone. Yeah. Everybody just stop doing what you're doing. Yeah. Everybody stop working. We're going to have like a there's like a working percentage of people that get paid not to work. What is that?
I don't know. I like that.
Tell me more about that.
Who's running? Was it Andrew
Garfield?
No, who is the guy running for president who said he wanted to have a percentage of people who didn't work and they just got paid like a living wage?
I don't know, but I'm loving that.
Yes. I think it was him. Yeah.
Whoa.
Wait,
wild.
I think that was from Veep. I think that was
I don't watch TV, so I don't know.
I think that was one of the characters in Veep. Well, I'm genuine, yeah. I appreciate you nodding and us being able to move forward.
Always. I mean, I'm waiting for like something to be pulled up, but
let's just go with Andrew Chen. Okay, so she's like, they don't pay actors like they used to. I think she's talking about these mega celebrities like an Angelina Jolie that does one movie and then doesn't really need to work for. I can't even think of a movie Angelina Jolie's in, but that's like the level of A-list where
Andrew Yang.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. He wanted there to be like a living wage or something where people didn't work and they just got paid like minimum wage, which makes sense.
Oh, my dad would shit his pants if he heard that sentence.
My dad would be like, give me the money. I'm ready to retire. And by retire, just stop working.
Seems like nobody wants to work anymore. Yeah, literally. Yeah, you want to go?
After unemployment during COVID, that was pretty nice.
Yeah. Go figure. No one wants to go work anymore. I can't imagine where they're coming from.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
9 a.m. podcasts are brutal, you guys. Like,
I guess I am having a hard time just like feeling sympathetic for Sydney Sweeney at this moment. But
I actually
all power to her.
I am too. Like, I have trouble with it, but like, I really like her.
Yeah,
so it's hard for me to.
I think you can like her and just like not vibe with one thing she said.
They have two incomes too. Like her and her
Sydney.
Her
oh,
I don't know
and
if they
fiance.
Got married. Her
fiance. Yeah, she's
Wait,
engaged.
Who's her fiance?
Just like an old man.
He's not old. He's in his 30s.
No, he's older than 30s.
No.
I swear.
Is he 40s?
He might be like 30. He's 39.
Jonathan DeVito is
that
let's
is
see.
Tiny text.
He is
Connor. Use those retinas.
I'm looking so close at this thing.
Did you say use those retinas?
Yeah, I can't see.
So I'm looking at Jonathan.
Oh my god, I was like binging another episode, and you had your glasses on, like reading
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
I
really
like
that. Once I get that health insurance, it's game over, though.
So my vision has been getting worse, and so I go into the like optometrist, and I'm trying to get it checked, and I'm like, yeah, I think my vision got worse. I can't see stuff. Like everything's blurry. And he's like, no. You just are like, you developed like an astigmatism. And I'm like, well, what does that mean? Like, can we fix that? And he's like, no, you can try these contacts and they just like shift and refocus in your eyes. So you can see. But he's like, there's nothing really we can do. Like your eyes just are developing in a weird way.
Is astigmatism when one eyeball has better vision than the other?
No.
That's just a word I use and just don't know what
it means.
Well,
I think it can be in one and not the other, but it's the shape of your eye changes for the contacts. So like things get blurry around the edges now. And I'm like, great.
You know that astigmatism was just created by AccuVue Oasis to sell more contacts. And
no, honestly,
figure out how old he was,
shape.
Con? He's 38.
Okay.
How old is she?
Late 30s.
She's
younger than us.
22.
Me.
Yeah. Something.
She's 22.
No, I'm sorry.
No.
That's a lie.
She's 24.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
See, I genuinely think.
I like dating older, though. My girlfriend's older. I always date old people who are older than me.
Yeah.
I have to say, she's done a lot of Netflix stuff, but you're 24. Are you saying they don't pay 24-year-olds like they used to? Because I don't think they ever have.
Right. I don't know.
I think most 24-year-olds are at, doing a desk job.
I was looking up
entry
like,
level.
Yeah,
40,
I don't really feel bad
40 grand
yeah.
max
for her at the end of the day. Sorry.
I was looking at how much people have saved by age because I'm like, I feel like I'm never saving enough. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm
yeah.
like,
yeah.
Like my, again, my dad's like Jewish and like he was super like being like, don't spend your money.
Mm-hmm.
Like be super conservative and like he was just like super like savvy with business and money always. And I was looking at like how much people have saved and it's like to have saved over like $1,000 at like 22 or 23, you're in like the top like 90% of people or something. And like to have saved over $20,000, you're in like the top 0.1% of people at like 24 years old.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm like, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah, my parents are the same way. That's another
same.
It's so they're so frugal. which is funny, with like stuff.
Uh-huh.
They'll spend on like traveling and stuff, but like stuff, they won't buy.
Yeah. My parents are just so inconsistent. It's just like, we'll like spend so much money to remodel the kitchen, but like we're not going out to eat.
Yeah.
It's just like... Okay.
No, same.
I'm the same way. It made me, like, when I started making money, be so restrictive, uh-huh. and it really, like, made me unhappy because I was, like, again, living in this one-bed flex right. in New York when I could go get this, like, big studio in Tribeca, and it made my life suffer because I was scared to spend right. money because I was like, it's going away.
Right.
And then I saw this thing where it's, like, the tighter you hold money, the quicker it, like, goes away. Like,
it ebbs whoa. And flows. It also ebbs and flows.
That's
If I tried found. To DoorDash or Uber Eats in front of my parents, I think that they would have an aneurysm.
Really?
Yeah. That's something that is just, like, so... foreign to them.
Whoa.
It's just like lazy probably, or like why are you spending double to get it delivered?
That's
I'm
true.
Like, well, let me break it down for you.
Right.
I don't want to go get it.
I was thinking about like why people get Teslas and whatever and like the self-driving. And after being stuck in like 40 minutes of traffic on PCH, I was like, this makes sense because if I could work for the 40 minutes, like it would pay off how much this car costs, the $10,000 more for mm-hmm. self-driving in the long term if I can work instead of driving.
I think my issue would be like, oh, cool, I have 40 minutes to work. 40 minutes typing one single tweet.
Yo, that's I see you on Twitter a lot, and I'm like, your tweets are so funny, but I suck at Twitter.
He's
like,
so good at Twitter. So
I like your
good.
Tweets.
Oh my God.
I like your retweets a lot, too.
Oh, I like need to get into the meme side of Twitter, because that's where all the memes like originate, but I feel like I never had it in high school, so I'm either on it when I'm like severely depressed or like trying to flex, and I'm like, fuck all my enemies. Like,
Twitter for me is like a sounding board where it's like, I have no pressure. I'm not worried about followers on Twitter. No one comments back and like rips you apart.
No, but Twitter can be so mean if they get like the bad side and they rip you to shreds.
Yeah. I think with any platform, I've said this 100 times. Once it hits, when it goes a certain level viral, it's just the dumbest people on the planet that get a hold of it and
you block them.
They chew on it and they're, you're dumb and stupid. Mm-hmm. That's like, I got one yesterday that was like, this is your worst work yet.
I got that too.
Oh my God.
I said, I could let this get at me, but I won't. And then I did.
Oh, no, fully. When I like gain like, during TikTok, like obviously like you're in front of the camera a lot, and I gained like 20 pounds during a period of time. And and I like posted this picture and I stopped like going in the sun and I was just unhappy. And I posted this picture of my outfit and somebody's like, damn, you really fell off. And I was like, oh my God. Like,
people are
deleted the picture within 5 minutes. Cause I was like, Loki, this is not my best work. Like I know the place I'm in and you're
That's
so
the worst when people are like, this isn't it, bestie.
No,
I think bestie derogatory like should be illegal to say.
Oh, I got a good one. I got this is good. Keep talking.
A bestie derogatory?
I said
girly. Or bestie. Hey girl, coming to you as a woman.
That should be a cancelable offense.
Yeah.
Yesterday someone was like bestie like, you know what's the worst? Bestie like this should have stayed in the drafts.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, this is what I seen yesterday.
What?
So Doja Cat, who I admire for her work. Her tweets are really funny, too. Doesn't give a shit.
Uh-huh.
She knows her worth. She tweeted something yesterday, just like full blown, like, you are all so fucking dumb. It scares me. And I was like, she's talking to her fans.
No. I was talking to my friend, my like best friend about Doja Cat, because my really good friend has been in the music industry for a while. And she was like, people don't understand that Doja Cat.
Welcome to Switzerland. We have Doja Cat.
Das Auto. Or is it Voss Auto? I don't know. But
whatever.
Doja Cat's been in the industry for so long. Yeah. And people think she just now popped during COVID. This woman was working for 8 years before COVID, making music on SoundCloud, pretty big on SoundCloud.
That's a good point.
And then she blew up during COVID. And they're like, great, your career's starting now. Work your ass off. And it's like, no, she's been working for like 8 years before this, making music like for a very long time. And now they're like, okay, go on tour, do all these things. Like, she's tired. Like, she's over it.
Exhausted.
Like, it's really exhausting when people act like you're brand new when like I'm now 2 years into doing this and I'm like, I'm not. I'm tired. Like,
we get messages all the time about the podcast. Like, we know, hey, I know you're new to this, but here's some feedback. I'm like,
how about you do it on your own podcast? If you have feedback, go make your own podcast. And then
I was reading your comments and they're like, get her a mic stand.
Yeah.
Like, all these things.
We're working on it.
Don't eat into the mic. And they're like,
shut up.
Oh my God. Then just like 30 seconds forward.
Well, Doja Cat said, if you say shit like Doja baby, what is this? In my comment section, I automatically fucking loathe you. Do not return. If I could recognize you all in person, I would refuse to speak to you. That's how
this is
that's
Doja
how not sick
tweeting?
I think it is. Yeah.
I mean, it's like, imagine like you're like just like a normal person. Uh-huh. You're getting ready and your friend's like, eyeliner could be a little sharper, bestie.
Right.
Like that's the day-to-day online about every little detail.
But the thing is, if your friend said that to you, it's like, okay, like you're my friend. Like these people who are just commenting it, like we don't know you.
We don't know
the tone that you're saying it. It just like.
I always read it in the worst tone.
I know. It just feels.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you also, if you acknowledge it, like open a can of worms, it's like all her comments back to that were like,
I used to acknowledge everything.
Yeah, I used to acknowledge everything and respond in video form, and then it would encourage people to just leave more shitty
comments.
Now
I just block people.
Now you block, which I think I'm pro.
I'm pro block.
I'm pro block.
We talked about, do you know Jack Martin?
Yes.
So he would go onto our accounts and find people that were
talking. Wait, he lives in Canada, right?
Australia.
So that's Jack In-N-N.
No, oh, I'm thinking about Jack In-N-N. Yeah.
So Jack Martin was
In-N-Out.
Jack Martin was our buddy. Was our buddy. Rest in peace.
Rest in power.
Rest in power, Jack Martin. No, he's in Australia shooting a show. But we lived together, all of us, and he would go on our accounts and find people that would say shit like that, and he would block them from his own account so that they weren't fully blocked on everybody. So
he was like, if they don't like your stuff, like I don't do that. Want them looking
at my
stuff.
If I see a hate video about me or even like one of my good friends, I go through those comments and I block those people, because even if it's not on my page, I don't want you in my page. Like it's free for you to watch my stuff, so I can take it away at any time.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I did a little binge of y'all's pod, and I still want to know like how you guys know each other. I don't know. I feel like you might have gone over this before, how did you meet?
Can't hurt to refresh.
Yeah,
we met on TikTok.
TikTok. Okay.
Yeah, we were pandemic babies, so like we came to rise 2020.
Now you're like forced to socialize.
April. Yeah.
And like meet each other in person. It's brutal.
Well, I was like to Connor, like, okay, I'm going to come to California and meet you because I lived in Philly. Okay. He lived out here and he was like, okay. Like he was like drunk, right? When you agreed.
Yeah. It was an Elvis.
Yeah.
Elvis, what is it called?
Cosplay impersonation. Show? Yeah.
You love a dress up moment.
Oh, man. I wasn't cosplaying as Elvis. I was watching.
Oh.
I was watching fake Elvis perform.
Okay.
And then he like drunkenly agreed for me and our other friend Kat, who's on TikTok, to come visit him, and we did. And then it was really fun, and then we just like became really close. And then I moved out here 2021, and then we lived together for a bit, me, Connor, our friend Sally Dar, and Jack, who blocks people. And we had like
a real one.
I don't know if I would call it a content house, but I guess it kind
of. I always like was jealous videos. Of that because in New York, there are a lot of TikTokers now. But at the time, like I just felt like I was in my room, like doing it alone. And I was like, damn, these content houses gotta look kind of sick. Like I'm missing out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I kind of don't know a ton of people in the space, and everybody that's in LA knows each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is
true.
Nice.
That's
that
true.
Is a good thing about LA, but it's also a bad thing about LA.
No, like literally everybody knows each other. Like I'm like, oh yeah, I'm like this person. They're like, oh, it was at their birthday party the other day.
No, that is literally what it is. And what's weird is there's no degree of separation between like levels of how famous you are on the internet. It's like,
did you see the video of Tana Mojo on the carpet with Brad Pitt? Brad Pitt walks by her and she doesn't even flinch. She doesn't even look. She's like, yeah.
No, we were there.
You're so annoying. No. That's what I'm saying.
Go ahead.
Can I come?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's.
I'm paying a publicist to be here.
Once people know you're here, you'll be invited.
Oh my God, I'm starting to get the event invites and I'm like, I don't know who's going and I don't want to show up alone.
Well, I know.
Well, you can always hit
us
up.
Yeah.
Funny because like LA, as cliche as it sounds, like when you're here you get cool opportunities.
Yeah.
Like
uh-huh.
We got invited. This is the second premiere that I've been to because I got really accidentally too drunk at the first one, but
you were fine.
So this one,
he was fine.
This one, we show up. It's by like at this theater, whatever. We show up.
It's Bullet Train.
I didn't want to.
Phenomenal film.
Go not see.
I saw the trailer.
It was so good. And I don't like action movies, but I was hooked.
Wait.
And Brad Pitt is a comedian.
Really?
Yes.
I don't see that from him, but I'm kind of curious now.
Really good.
Go see Bullet Train.
This looks really good. Like, really well done.
Joey King was phenomenal. Brad Pitt was.
Joey King's popping off. Like, in her glow up era, like, Giga Velarde is shaking.
No. This was like, it's going to have people making fan cams.
Oh, I'm so excited. The bucket hat.
Brad Pitt changed. It's one of those movies where my personality is going to be temporarily changed. I bought a bucket hat.
Yeah.
I'm going to start wearing trench coats.
I don't blame you.
I feel like you've already been through a bucket hat moment, though, like at some point in your
life.
Yeah,
really
early.
But
did you ever wear chubbies?
No.
Okay.
No. What sorry, Chubbs. It's like really loose, baggy shorts.
Continue.
I don't have the legs for it. Anyways, so Movie was phenomenal.
Oh, he looks hot.
Yeah, no, he was there, obviously. Yeah. And so was Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny's in the movie.
Oh my God, I love Bad Bunny.
And Aaron Taylor Johnson. You know who that is? Oh. Did you ever see Angus Thongs in Perfect Snogging?
Yes.
Incredible film, the main guy.
Joey King.
Yes. Yep.
Brian
Henry was in it too, and he was so fucking good. He was there. Anyway, so we're sitting there. I didn't realize that, like, Joey King, Brad Pitt, Bad Bunny, Brian Henry, mm-hmm. We're all going to be sitting next to us. It was really cool. But then I look over at Brooke because we got seated separately. I'm sitting with my
shitting yourself, my
friend.
Like,
I'm looking.
I pissed my pants.
I'm looking back like this. Next, she's in the next row back, and I was gonna wave. Tana Mojo walks up and goes to Brooke, and they're just like hugging, and like Tana Mojo sitting there, and then I'm in the background is Brad Pitt. I'm like, what is this world that we're in?
Tana left like 30 minutes in. God bless her. God bless her soul. But she was not having it.
She's everywhere.
She got red
she
card.
Nowhere at the same time.
She really is.
She got the press in. Saw enough of the movie, got a good feel, and then I will say this movie, like, again, it was fun. It was a fun movie, but I didn't understand it until the last 3 minutes, and I think it was 98 minutes or something.
I actually was shocked that I understood it because I was paying attention. Usually I don't understand movies because I, like, they lose me a bit, and then I can't come back.
Yeah.
But this one, like, it didn't lose my attention for a second because it was nonstop. I guess that's what an action movie is.
Yeah. I tried to watch the Minions movie, and it was a whole ass mess.
I have to say something about the Minions.
What?
I like the music that comes out of them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, did you hear the Yeet song? The Yeet Minions song?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I love Yeet.
I would want to listen to that in the club. Similarly, I love Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Wait,
stuff.
Can we talk about how, like, party culture is reverting back to clubbing and, like, going? I'm like, people are like, I went to Catch.
I think it started with disco. Like, when that disco era where people are like, I want to go out and dance. And
no,
like,
I feel like because during COVID, there were so many like guerrilla parties, makeshift parties. And now we're going back to what it was like when partying was like normal and accessible. And now it's like going to the club. And uh-huh. Please.
Ew.
Please,
yeah, I won't please. Be participating.
I don't
no
really,
bottles like, at the table, no vodka cranned for me.
Yeah, I don't really club. I don't really
That's
club.
Also what's cool about here. There's like house parties, and in New York, it's like nobody has a house to throw a party.
True.
Like there's like a living room with no windows.
Mm-hmm. I love a good house party or like an empty bar with
a
dance
like a rented
floor.
Out bar, like all your friends at the bar,
Otherwise, I'll be home knitting.
I forgot the last thing about that premiere is that you wanted to talk to Dylan Sprouse.
Yeah, of course
I love the
I did.
Twins.
I know. And Connor's friends with Dylan, and he refuses to introduce me.
Wait, I feel like you're the
time.
Intro with everybody between y'all. And this
he
is
will
the,
not.
This was the hard no.
No.
Dylan
Connor,
Sprouse, like, of all
Connor
people.
Gatekeeps me from a few select people. And
really?
It's really,
no.
really
Why?
No,
What's I've the been, origin? What? Like,
yes,
you're embarrassed?
She's,
like, what?
She's making up a narrative.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
Have you introduced me to Dylan Sprouse?
You want Dylan all to yourself?
I didn't.
You
I don't want to say this on
to him.
Because
and I was there. Yeah. I'm clenching my fruit roll up right now in anger.
It's like sweating into your palm. Like
every
little,
time this has happened multiple times. I just want to say hi.
Then go say hi.
Introduce me.
No, I didn't want.
I don't want to go up as a fan.
I wasn't there to socialize. I didn't want to talk to anyone.
But you were talking to him. Oh, but
they came up to me.
Friend. So I
which
don't...
one's dating the model?
Dylan.
Dylan, there too. I just want to say hi.
That was the most. Just so you know, I was actively trying not to talk to anyone.
Why?
And then because it was a very packed house when you got in there, and I was just like, okay, I was totally sober, obviously. Usually I can go to those things.
Not obvious. Why don't say obviously? That's not obvious. What?
So my buddy, I didn't realize it came together. He's like, whatever. Like,
your
hey.
Buddy was there with Dylan?
Yeah, Tanner. And my first thing I say, because I'm already having that anxiety where you start to just like talk and then it feels like you're drunk. And I was just like, what am I saying? I couldn't stop talking. And I was like, yeah, have you guys seen my nipples? And I said that, and Barbara Palvin's like, no way. They're inviting anyone to these things. And I'm like, why did I just say my nipples? And I was like, yeah, they've been totally showing through my shirt. And then when I start talking about my nipples for some reason, they start to get hard.
Like manifesting it.
Or fully showing, and I'm wearing a white shirt and it's pretty thin. And I was just like, all right, anyways, I think it's almost 7:30. It was 7:14. And I was like, I need to go sit down in my seat. I was trying to get out of there so fast.
That makes sense. Do you feel better now?
No. Because that's like the fifth offense.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of fucked up.
And it's like other people as well.
Sorry.
I'm surprised that living together didn't like put a strain on y'all's relationship. Okay. All right. Well, that's for another episode.
No.
I'm living with me and my best friend. Well, my best friend's like renting my place and we lived together for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And like literally it became like siblings where I was like, shut the fuck up. Get out of my face. Take out the trash. Like, it's so
hard. Yeah. No. We were okay.
Yeah. There wasn't any like chores or like messiness that was an issue.
Yeah.
I don't think anything was really an issue besides getting kicked out of that house.
You got kicked out?
Yeah.
Why?
Connor?
I'm just going to say it. We had a get together, which was at, like, it was at, like, stuff was open. So it wasn't like pandemic rules.
Was everybody
aside.
Vaccinated?
Yeah. We had to be here. It was like very early on. It was 2021. So we were out of 2020. It was in, but LA was still being really strict. So the Airbnb we were staying in was like, no gatherings of anyone else outside the house. And it was a giant house and it was four of us. And so we had people over.
I said, this is stupid because there are cameras and we know there are cameras.
They're filming you
in the house?
They're
filming us in the house. So I said, so why would you set up the beer pong table in front of the camera?
That was Jack Lockheed Martin.
So I said, I really don't like this. And Connor said, worst comes to worst, we'll get a slap on the wrist.
It's a fence one after we lived there for 2.5 months. I'm like, they're not going to be. And it was, by the way, 13 people.
I locked myself in my room.
And it was outside.
Mm-hmm. At least it's not like some like really fucked up story or whatever. Like,
no.
It's just them being
fucked. But 7 a.m. rolls around and everyone's kind of hungover. And I get a call and I knew that it was the person whose house we were staying in. And I was like, I rejected it. I was like, hey, sorry.
Can't come to the phone now.
I'm on my way into a meeting. I'm like shaking.
They're
hungover.
Like looking at you on the camera. Like,
they're looking at me in my bunk bed, bottom bunk, shaking and about
to
throw up.
A true content house.
It was so bad.
And they're like, no, call now, period. And I was like,
okay.
Hey, what's up? And they're like, so we checked the cameras. Very disappointed in you. I'm like, you're a landlord Airbnb host. Like, I don't need your approval. And then I was like, wait, yeah, I do. And they were like, anyways, pack your bags, be out by noon. And it was like 7 a.m. And so I walk into Brooke's room and I go, hey.
Not noon.
Just like imagine my POV just being like, this is bad.
7:30 a.m.
Locking myself in my room all night, getting a knock on the door, seeing his slimy little face.
And slimy little face. Something's going on over there.
Yeah, no, literally. It's a Dylan Sprouse.
I'm sorry. I know. Dylan Sprouse brought out the worst in me. I'm sorry. I brought you a present. If that makes you feel better.
Yeah.
What is it?
It would make me feel better.
Oh, it's under your chair. Victoria, you have one too. Sorry, I didn't mean that you have a slimy little face. That story just makes me sad. Yeah, I brought you both presents.
Oh, this is so cool.
Connor, you can go first.
Oh, okay. Brooke got me a hat that says, women want me, fish fear me.
That was on my Instagram suggestion.
Oh my God.
So.
I've fallen victim to a lot of Instagram ads. So
me too. I fell victim
to that. I feel weak because of it.
I guess should I put it on the show?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So everyone knows, I'm Victoria Paris. I'm a Parisian fellow today. Okay.
Paris.
I hope you can forgive me for calling you slimy.
All is forgiven.
Thanks. And then Victoria, I brought you. Just say it.
Brownies with ranch.
Hell yes.
I saw that on TikTok. Who was saying that? That's good. And I was like, there's no way that can be good.
Yeah, so we have tried.
Delish.
Okay, the Sennin star Dove Cameron loves brownies and ranch, but don't at her for it. I'm not trying this.
I'm not going to at her for it.
Yeah, you got to try it.
Just like a little bit.
No ranch.
I'll just fill up.
Yeah, you try it.
No, we all have to try it.
We're all going
to
try it.
We have to give our 2 cents.
What's the worst thing we've tried before? We've tried some pretty bad things. You know what was really bad? The ice cream and soy sauce was really bad.
I'd rather that at 10 a.m.
You would think.
No, the squid ink you didn't try.
Oh, no, I wouldn't try that. I wouldn't try that. The brownies look good, though.
Yeah, the brownies look fire.
All right, so just some background for audio-only people. We are trying Dove Cameron's favorite TikTok. She said it was so fucking good, is what word for word. Her brownies and ranch.
That's a good amount.
I'm putting very little ranch on it.
Oh, so you already ate it.
Oh, bad?
She's
I don't like ranch as it is, nor do I like chocolate. All right,
I'm going in.
Oh, yeah. Bad?
It's not my vibe. It's not my 10 a.m. vibe.
Right.
Kind of smells like dog food.
It's like not something that should...
Don't judge me. That sounds like the worst, most disgusting thing in the world, but it's unbelievable. It is unbelievably bad.
Not as bad as I was expecting at all.
Can I have some of this?
I think dog food was pretty spot on.
What's yours is mine, and what's mine is yours.
Plus, without saying, I did not hate that.
What's y'all's star signs?
Gemini.
Gemini? Sick. Mm-hmm.
Virgo.
How
about you?
Aries.
Yep.
So,
is that a March birthday?
April 10th.
April 10th.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say.
So
I really didn't hate that, I have to say.
That feels like...
I didn't get much ranch, but I already knew I wouldn't like
uh-huh.
That feels like a pregnancy food.
Yeah, 100%.
Brownies with ranch.
Did you know when you're like on birth control and stuff, it's like putting you in this like permanent state of like... Like,
yes.
you're pregnant?
Yeah.
So that you
no,
can't,
I didn't know that.
Like, the egg won't fertilize? You should try it. Mm-hmm. But,
what's a good birth
control
for
guys? Take a
walk
in my shoes. Vasectomy.
Okay, sign me up. Like, we should do a vasectomy live on the show.
Yeah. Tube tying. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Vasectomy and tube tying.
I can do it.
Sorry, my tubes are tied on this one. I'll try it. I'll try anything once.
Have you guys seen the TikTok series called Kenny Kirkland?
No.
Went on it last night.
The TikTok series.
Can you pull up an episode of it? It's so funny. Uh-huh. I feel like y'all would love it. It's like this band of like guys, and they take Kirkland alcohol, like Kirkland signature, and they compare it to name brand alcohol. So last night I brought on a bottle of Crown Royale. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
And the Kirkland version, and then you take shots, and it's like Kenny Kirkland, and
oh.
Everybody tries to decide, and it shows that like Kirkland signature is like the same as all these
yeah.
Kinds
yeah.
of alcohol.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Costco
it's
has
true.
Better.
Costco
but
is king.
It was the first time I'd taken a shot, and like 5 years I had to take 2 shots and it wasn't that bad, but I was expecting myself to be hungover.
Uh-huh.
And I'm proud of myself.
I'm proud of you too.
I think that means it's
here it is. Oh my god, it's my favorite. Wait,
Kenneth Kirkland, where we try to determine the difference between name brand
so
alcohol.
I pulled up to their house
and
I was like, please don't abduct me.
Today's alcohol is spiced rum.
Whoa, they get a lot of likes.
Yeah, I do think
oh,
I know
bro.
Them.
Yeah, they started 2 weeks ago. They have 170,000.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Are they really fun? Like, is
they're
there...
So I pull up to this house and it's this massive house. It's fully furnished like with antiques and whatever. There's 5 dudes and all their girlfriends. And they're like, yeah, we moved here 7 months and this artist Beatrice like rents it to us. And like, she's just traveling the world and they're living in her home, which is like sick. And they just get fucked up every day and make videos and like make music, and their music is great too.
Whoa.
And
whoa,
I was like,
that seems
like
the life.
I was like, I need more friends in LA. Would you like to be friends? And they're like, yeah. Do you want to come on for like a cooking with Costco? And I was like, please.
Wait, so do you think that one did like blew up because you were in it?
No, I wasn't in it. The one I'm in comes out tomorrow, but all of them have been blowing up.
That's sick.
Yeah. And they were like, thanks for coming on. Like, we appreciate it. And I'm like, it's not like you weren't pulling views on your own. Like,
yeah, this is wild.
Do you have any people on TikTok that like you actively go seek out their page? Like before you go to bed at night, you're like, I need to check up on them and see how they're doing?
Not really, honestly. I like feel like during the pandemic there was a lot more like, like engaging content. These are the first guys in a while that I've
been
super
yeah.
into, and I was like, I have to come on, and they're like, come through. Like,
it's always like, it's always a group of friends,
bro,
having fun because
it's
so authentic.
Dudes, like,
no, for me, I have to check up on Violet and Scout.
Oh yeah,
before bed.
Who's that?
Maya's so
the twins.
Yeah.
She seems so sweet. You know them, Scotch and Vodka.
The twins.
Emily Mariko.
I followed her.
I met her, the sweetest,
I bet.
Sweetest girl ever.
Oh my God.
We got like breakfast.
She was just a fucking bitch.
Please.
<Mariko. laughs>
No, I don't.
I could not see that in any universe.
But that would be a fun
podcast. That would be awesome.
I could be a bitch.
I have. Really? Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Did you guys think I'd be a bitch?
No, I think you're just like the least pick me person in a really good way.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a big pick me.
No.
Aww.
No, I just think you like say exactly what you're thinking.
Did you just? Did you just reverse psychology? Yes. Did you just say really? Because I think you just.
What?
You just picked me by saying that. Really, I thought I'd be such a pick me. I'm like kind of just mind blown.
Oh, are you
so
saying
anyway,
that would pick
my,
me?
My manipulative side is coming out.
Oh my God.
Reverse.
You just like casted a net over both of us. No, you're not gonna pick me.
No.
No. I was gonna say the only account that I've sought out content recently is this this like woman in her 50s built a pond in her house in like Wisconsin and has bullfrogs that come visit her
pond.
That
the one you've been sending me?
Wait, yeah. I want to see
this
those.
Is unreal.
I love your song.
And they,
thank you.
She was able to ID every one of them. So now they all have names and one's a total dick bag.
On them.
One's, and well, no, it's a small, it's probably as
it's
big as this area. Yeah. But she has frogs come in and sometimes there's bunnies that come in and everything's named and they kind of have their own personalities. So I go check in on them. I watched one the other day. They were, the two frogs were playing leapfrog and I'm not kidding. Aww. They had got
they were really
one
cute.
Hop, the next one jumps over the other. Leapfrog was built on facts.
Who thought?
Go figure. That's like just like a fun thing to learn online. Mm-hmm. Online, there's so many resources to learn.
I feel like I'm getting dumber. The more I'm chronically online, the dumber I get.
Yeah.
It's a little here, a little there.
Yeah. You find something like that you like, that feels good on your brain.
And there's been something. I'm sorry.
That's
anything left to say about the frog?
No, I think I was just kind of droning on.
Okay. There's been something that I've wanted to talk about for the past 4 weeks, and we never get to it. And I really want to get to it today because there's been so much coming out about like unreleased One Direction audition.
Yeah.
Did I say that? Did I say One Direction?
1D fan
auditions.
Oh my God. One Direction audition footage.
Yeah.
Harry Styles unreleased audition footage just came out. But what I want to talk about that I feel like we don't talk about enough is Louis Tomlinson's audition that has been out forever since he auditioned. And I just feel like no one talks about the fact that he really went up there, sang Hey There Delilah in the way that he sang it.
Rolled a clip.
And then got three yeses.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
I want you to watch. I know that this man went on.
Open ears, open mind, open heart.
And Louis certainly impressed the judges when he first auditioned.
What's your name?
My name's Louis Tomlinson.
Off you go.
Oh, it's what you do to me.
Oh, it's what you do to me.
What you do to me.
Really, it was the haircut. It was the haircut.
All three of them said
Louis or
yes.
Louis. That's what I love about like, the voice or whatever, where their back's faced to the person and it's just blind. I feel like looks can really cloud it. Like but you said, they're judging by the cover.
I don't even know why the cover would sway them in this.
Back in the day, that was the look.
We witnessed an industry plant come to life. That's straight up industry plant.
No one talks about it.
Have you read the things about how like K-pop stars are in like binding lifelong contracts? Like they are like they can't be free of them a lot of times. And so yeah, it's crazy.
Kesha vibes.
Scary. Oh my God! Did you see that she said stop using the money sign in my name? She like made a TikTok and she's like, when people still use the money sign.
Wait, why'd she drop the money sign?
I used to have a money sign here.
What is, you have something there.
It said psycho with a money sign on the S, but now all that's left, is
that
Cho.
Hurt?
Yeah, but I was really drunk, so it wasn't too bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
So thoughts on that audition?
That sounds like me.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have to say.
Right.
Where's he been? Like, what's up with him though, is what I want to know.
I think he's touring, which is insane.
He's been the most low-key one for me.
He is, like, very low-key.
Zane, a little bit of drama.
Zane.
It's because he got out unscathed somehow from that.
Louis?
Yeah, he did, yeah. Like, nobody's resurfacing that clip but us.
Well, he had a kid.
Really?
But I think he might have still been in One Direction when that happened. Yeah, he has an album. I just, like, he's not.
He kind of looks like just random body parts. He kind of looks
His haircut hasn't changed at all.
Yeah, random body parts all put together. On the face. I really like celebrities that are so quietly famous. That's the coolest thing ever to me.
That's why you love Doja Cat, because everybody's like,
yeah, because she's so low key. No, I like when celebrities are just like, I did what I had to do, and now I'm peace out. I'm still gonna make so many royalties.
That's why I like really love Jenna Marbles. Marbles,
she's
like, haven't seen anything from her, haven't heard from her.
It's crazy having the power that she holds, where she could pop back at any second, make a video of her farting, and make several million dollars.
So true.
Same with Casey Neistat.
Yeah.
I'll text him. I'll be like, "Where are you at?" And he's like, "Nantucket with the fam. Our house almost got." I did a podcast with him like really long ago, and he's like, "Our house almost got set on fire." And I'm like, "The way that this man isn't filming any of this, he's just living his life at this point."
That is such a cool place to be in, where you know, just like you could come back whenever you want.
Whatever.
People would be stoked, but you don't have to.
Yeah, he just makes what he wants now. You know, there's no pressure.
Totally.
We're living the same life in the sense that neither of us are vlogging anything.
Right. Oh my God, I was looking on your TikToks for like cutdowns of this, and I was like, There's none.
Like, well, I post some.
I need to find. I was like, because I like to repost the podcast that I'm on, and I'm like, we gotta get.
Oh, we'll get you.
We have our own TikTok account.
Okay, cool.
Clips of the
podcast.
I just have such bad ADHD where like I go to try to remember something that we said or something, and then I listen to the whole thing all the way through, and I forget to look for clips.
I couldn't make the clips. I couldn't make the clips. I need somebody to do that for me.
Yeah,
we'll get you all set up.
We will.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Oh my God. Of course.
We have. Oh wait. Well,
that one bullet point.
Which one?
The blocked.
Oh, I can speak very vaguely on that, but I can. I'm not ready to go into detail.
Okay.
On what's happening?
Go Dumois style vague on this bullet.
I saw you explain Dumois in another episode, and I was like, "That's good." Like, I would not have understood what it was.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Dumois.
Something bad happened to me this week.
I don't think it depends how you define.
It depends how you define it, which I will give you the most vague detail. Basically, like one of my big personality trait is just being like so obsessed with people, and like delusion vibes.
I know. I mean, you like Wendy.
Yeah, that was a big thing. Just like my whole brand, like Lady Efron, my username was because I was so obsessed with Zac Efron when I was little, and just kind of changes. Yeah, it was my email address. Just kind of changes the person, but the delusion's still there. So one of the people that I'm obsessed with,
you take the girl out of the cycle.
Yeah,
take the cycle.
I don't even know how to say this vaguely. Basically, one of the people that I'm actively obsessed with and speak about often, I've clearly upset someone close to them to the point of them blocking me on all social platforms. So basically, in other words, this person that I'm obsessed with. Girlfriend.
Yeah, and good,
getting, like,
good luck figuring out who that is, everybody that listens.
Say the name at this
has
point.
Blocked me, but it's like not public. Their relationship isn't public, so it's like, how would I know that? Which is why.
Did you seek this person out?
No, not necessarily. Someone was like, this is this person's girlfriend. And then when I went to look at it, I was not able to see.
I have my guilty pleasure binge or like watches where I go back and I'll go from a burner and I'll look at people from like high school or like ex-boyfriends. And I'm like, damn, like you have not changed your LinkedIn profile picture since we broke up.
Like, but I think there are two ways to look at me being blocked. One is like, that's so cool that like this person is maybe like threatened by me and my obsessive personality,
or they just can't help themselves from looking you up,
right?
Yeah.
What I'm nervous about is that this person has brought the hatred of me to said celebrity that I'm obsessed with.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah. Imagine that said person is like, this girl's so fucking annoying and she sucks, and then said celebrity I'm obsessed with is like, yeah, she sucks.
I think celebrity you're obsessed with should get docked some points for dating someone that would block you on all
I'm
platforms.
Like, I feel like the obsession that I have with the celebrity has been jeopardized.
Yeah.
By what's
happened. Because I feel like if you're a celebrity, that happens to you all the time. But if you're dating somebody who's like not in this scene, you're like, oh, it's fine. Like, don't worry about it, baby. And she's like, I'm going to block her. He's like, yeah, whatever you feel comfortable with.
She sounds like a freak.
Please. You're like low-key brutal.
I can't say any more details.
Well, you're like,
no one
cannot,
talking about.
Cannot provide any more
details. A bunch of body parts.
That was rude. No, yeah. That was rude. But I'm just saying, it kind of looks just like,
the Virgo's coming out.
Kind of looks like you tried to draw him from memory, but he is him.
Who are we on
now? Louis Thomas. You do a police report, and they like describe his
face.
Just think about Connor. It's like somebody always has to look like something else.
What do I look like?
Like,
let me think about it for a second. Let me look at it.
I look like Miranda Cosgrove.
I'm more about like inanimate objects.
Right. Somebody has to look like a piece of chicken.
Oh my God. That is even better.
It upsets you for some reason.
It doesn't upset me.
I love that. I love that. I love like finding like commonalities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm usually pretty spot on too. I think because right now we're sitting so close and I'm not. Yeah. Let me get a good look at you.
It doesn't upset me, Con.
Okay.
I don't want you to think I'm upset with you.
Oh, it's fine.
Do you like your hat?
Yeah. It looks really good on my slimy face.
That's like me after like...
I feel
like,
bad.
That's like me after I like insult anybody
I've
and I'm like,
slimy
here's
a good
a
way.
Okay, so I have two things, but I want to... So,
wait, who do you think our celebrity lookalikes are? Because we have two that we get all the time.
Okay, Lady and the Tramp, when they're sucking the spaghetti, the dog... You look like one of the dogs in that.
Oh,
you
don't. That's cool. I haven't gotten that.
Yeah, with the especially
of my layers.
Especially especially the hairstyle you have right now. I wish we could pull up a pic. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. The dog on the right.
Well, cool. Like, on the right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That looks cute. That
looks
like
the scrappy street dog.
People tell me I look like the fish from Flushed Away. Can you guys Google Flushed Away fish?
I see that dog.
Maybe
oh, wait, I know the fish they're talking
about. No, I'm not thinking of Flushed Away. Shark Tale. Shark Tale.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I look like the mousy girl from Flushed Away and the fish from Shark Tale.
Wait, the one with the braces?
Yeah. Can anyway, we could pull her up at all?
Shark Tale braces?
Okay. Thinking about it.
I don't know cartoon character or anything, but I saw a picture of Tom Holland taken in Mexico last week.
You kind of look like Tom Holland.
It almost made me... Yeah. It made me so scared because in my head I was like, did I black out and go paddleboarding? And the paparazzi,
do really
look how fucking scary that is.
Yeah. Same.
No, not the hot fish. Yeah, the yellow fish.
Please.
That's Will Smith.
No, is that Will Smith? Is there another girl fish?
There's another fish I think you're talking about, but I think it's another movie.
Oh, maybe I am thinking about the hot fish. Yeah, her.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of yours.
Oh, that, like, you know that, like, it's not animated, but it's, like, this furry bear that I have sent you before that you kind of look like.
Oh, my God, Paddington Bear?
No, I'll show you. Well, I'll put it on. No, I'll show you. That's not a fuzzy bear. It's, like, the scary.
Cute.
No, dude, it's, like, the most uncomfortable.
I feel like you just look like, I feel like you have one of those faces, like, super familiar. So I'm, like, thinking of people from, like, my high school, and I'm, like, you look like them.
Yes, yeah, a couple people have said I look like an unfinished terracotta pot.
Yeah. But you don't look like that much today with your stash.
Okay, cool. That was a funny
Oh
thing
my God,
I forgot.
I've been told I look like Cody Coe.
Oh.
Many times.
Oh, I can see that. Sorry, I'm just pulling this up.
Get Amy Winehouse.
Oh, that's a good
one. I can
see
Amy Winehouse. Well, we have a couple bullet points that we could touch on, or I could read this interesting Reddit post while I look for this photo.
Okay, no, we could do bullet points.
Yeah, I feel like we'll all have a lot of things to say about these bullet points.
Okay,
so,
do you want me to take a bullet point while you're looking?
Yeah, take a bullet point. I just want to preface these bullet points by saying sometimes Brooke and I have this note page, and it doesn't make a ton of sense, but some things happen during the week, and I want to touch on it, mm-hmm. but it doesn't fit into any sort of structure. And I know that we got one comment last week, not to give anyone any credit, that said that we keep steering the conversation mm-hmm. into a random... That's the point of the podcast.
So, yeah.
Thank you for the compliment.
Thank you for the
feedback.
We won't be accepting it this time.
My mom told me I have to stop reading comments. She's like, it's really taking you to a
my
dark
therapist
place.
Really. It's like, but
I'm trying to get a life coach instead of a therapist.
Really?
A therapist is for me.
Well, I love my therapist, but I feel a lot worse a lot of the time once I leave. I guess because I'm just like bringing shit up.
It's like doing yoga. Like they say when you do yoga, like you release all this like stress in your life. And it's like when you release it, you're like mm-hmm. left in the wake of it. And you're like, damn, mm-hmm. my life sucks.
The thing my therapist told me about reading comments is like, because I literally can't stop.
No, same. I'm like a masochist.
It's a drug addiction.
Yeah. I love getting hurt.
But it's like, she would tell somebody who's addicted to drugs, like, don't stop doing drugs cold turkey, but, like, do them in a safe space, you know? So I have to read the comments in a safe space.
If my hair's done and I'm reading a comment, uh-huh. it's like, you're ugly as shit. I'm like,
right.
Okay,
so read them when you feel good about yourself.
Yeah.
Like, if you're feeling like shit about yourself and then you read comments, you're just going
to
feel worse.
Or make it into a bit. Like, be constructive with it. That's what I try to do. Yeah. I try to take it and weaponize it against them off views and likes and clicks and money.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. That is good.
So this is what Brooke thinks I look like.
Not in a bad way.
Yeah.
How can that ever...
You also look like Paddington Bear.
Just like, so I'll see if I can get it on the video.
It's just in the expression. It's the expression.
This?
Yes.
Side profile.
It's cute.
Okay, I found it. It took me that long. Just so that LPSG gang doesn't have any
ammo. Connor's on a lot of gay forums. Just large penis support group.
I'm not on them, like scrolling them.
He's featured.
I'm featured.
He's a featured
I'm
performer.
Are you using a selfie camera to see how this looks? What's your lock screen?
A sandwich. Oh, that's a funny story.
Oh, that is a really funny story.
Okay, so last Thursday I got extremely intoxicated.
You still use Snapchat?
Yeah. What? Everybody doesn't use Snapchat. It's probably my top app.
I love Snapchat, honestly.
Oh, I have my work account.
Last Thursday, I was not drinking, obviously, and then I got almost blackout.
Mm-hmm. I would say blackout.
We went to a karaoke bar. Yeah. No, almost.
I've never been to a karaoke bar. I've always wanted to go.
You should come. It's really fun.
I'm down.
I think if you just are missing a few parts of the night because they're blurry, uh-huh. I don't think that it's...
Okay.
I think it's a brownout, not a blackout.
But you said you didn't remember at all going back to our friend's house.
No, I said I remembered sitting there and singing and stuff. So anyways, we go to this karaoke bar.
And so, et cetera.
You are gaslighting me.
I'm not. Sorry. I'm not. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I feel really bad. I feel really bad. I feel really bad. I feel bad.
Jesus.
I feel really bad.
Okay, so the reality that I live in,
I know,
which is my memory of my life, is basically I get out of the Uber at my house. And as he drives away, I'm like pulling out my flashlight to walk up my stairs. And I go, my phone's in the Uber. And I'm like, what do I do? I'm like, I can't sprint after his car. Mm-hmm. It's like 3 a.m. Can't sprint after his car. So I like run upstairs, go to my laptop and FaceTime it. He's not answering. And I go, all right, whatever. It was on like 70%. I'll go find it in the morning.
Right.
So in the morning, I check, find my friends. It's not there. It's in this the most random, scary area ever. And I drive all the way there, 45 minutes using MapQuest.
Uh-huh.
Like downloaded.
Wow.
So I was like, okay,
like,
take
you
this
didn't, you like, printed out the instructions.
How did people used to just...
My dad used to print them out. Like, he used to have all the cues and like in a binder. With,
that
like,
is...
That,
confirmation.
Isn't that nuts?
Like, yeah.
No, so I'm on my laptop. Like, okay, next exit 35.
Well, you
I'm,
had
like,
to contact
it.
Uber support. The funniest part is when you contacted Uber support and they were like,
okay,
what
so,
does your phone
so
look
I,
like?
I contact Uber support and they're like, okay, cool. To access your account, we've sent you a ping to your phone.
Please.
I lost my phone, so I can't access the ping. What do I do?
Right.
You can contact support. So I'm going back and forth with support for like 2 hours on my laptop. Because I drive all the way to this guy's house, and he has a fence that is so far away from his house that I would have to scream. And it's like 11:30 a.m.
Hey!
And I didn't want to scream in the in this neighborhood, and I didn't want to hop his fence to go knock on his door because he had sheets and newspapers covering his windows.
Sure. Sure.
And I could see his car, and I saw where my phone was pinged. It was definitely in his driveway.
Breaking the window.
So I go to a Starbucks. I sit there, and I'm going back and forth. And they're like, okay, please, thanks for being patient while we sort this out. What did your phone look like? And I was like, it was in a black case. It's an iPhone. They're like, we just need you to confirm your background, your screen background. And I was like, it's a close-up of a turkey club. And it is. It's a close-up of a turkey club. And
that's my turkey club that I randomly airdropped him a few weeks
ago.
What's
funny is that, like...
You guys have such a great relationship.
I love turkey... I love turkey clubs so much. Oh, it gives me chills. I love turkey clubs so much that I was
wait,
like...
this is the phone that was in the Uber, though.
Yeah. And they go, so, oh, good news. We found your... We can confirm that your phone...
The turkey club has been located.
They confirmed it.
We ping the turkey club.
They can confirm it via turkey club. Anyway, so I have my phone. But...
You can never change that lock screen now.
No, I don't want you to ever.
Oh, we should have talked about dating apps.
We can.
Earlier.
We can talk about it now.
Okay, so one of the bullet points, these random bullet points that we don't know how to fit them in or even if we should talk about them. One is loud yawning. So the fights that I got in with my parents this weekend that actually sent them home a day early was they've both developed this yawn, which is like a learned response, I think, to piss me off because they taught me not to do this in public. They taught me that. So why have they now developed it? Because they know it'll make me mad, I think.
I think also, like, when you become older, your parents, like, you're not around them. So everything they do, like, my brother's breathing, too. I'm like, could you just stop? Like, could you just stop breathing?
A normal yawn, like anyone normal would do in public, would be...
I've never had somebody, my parents say that.
Okay.
I'm a loud yawner.
A yawn that you shouldn't do in public that my dad did at Panera Bread. I was like, what? No way! There's no way this is real. And he did it. Positive. And I was like, we're going to get kicked out of this establishment.
Do you think it's because they don't have anybody to tell to like have better manners anymore that they just kind of like exist in this vacuum now where they can do
maybe
whatever
they
want?
They want to start something with you.
I think that is
a connection.
They're passive as
they
fuck.
They want to connect.
They feel something.
Yeah.
They want to fight. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Could be. I'll square up, Pete.
Yeah.
Just the yawning thing is just driving me crazy. I don't know if you guys have anything with sounds like yawning and or chewing. Or,
not really.
Like, you know that I have my chewing thing.
I know
thing,
you have your chewing thing, yeah.
I like when I'm like focused and like totally by myself, I do this thing where I'm like.
Oh.
When I'm focusing. Yeah. And I like when I was in dorms, my roommate would be like, Victoria, shut the fuck up. And my like girlfriend now is like, yeah, you still do that. Because I have like a little gap in the top of my front teeth. And I'll even do it on podcasts. Like when people are talking and I'm silent, I'm like.
You know when I think someone should be put in a, like long term to be taken out back, yeah, is when they do this, like itch their throat with their tongue.
Oh, like
wait, how do you do that?
Like,
wait,
are
what?
You doing it?
Yeah, I tried to do it.
I can't
really
do it.
Do it
when they go like this.
Oh,
I've never seen somebody do that.
It's like when your throat is itchy and they're itching you with their tongue. No.
My friend does that all the time.
Oh, it's sick in the head.
It is a tough one. But I think the only noises that really bother me is when someone's just talking really loudly.
Oh, yeah. I don't like
use
loudly.
Your indoor voice.
Oh, I do.
I say as I'm screaming.
I think
at
I have hearing problems, though.
Really?
Because I literally wore my AirPod Maxes for 2 years straight, full volume. And I'll be in the car and I'll turn the volume all the way to full. And I'm like, this still isn't loud enough.
Speaking of volume, I think we should end on Jane Lynch's tweet from this week.
Oh, okay. Goody.
Okay. Oh. So Jane Lynch tweeted.
Wait, who is Jane?
Jane Lynch is Sue from. Did you ever see Glee?
She's
Sue Sylvester, the cheerleading coach.
What else is she
and
in?
And she's currently she's in just everything. 40-year-old virgin. She's. Can you pull up a picture of Jane Lynch for Connor? Like you,
no, I know.
In
I know
the track suit.
Oh.
In the track.
Oh, she's just like in everything.
She's in Wreck It Ralph.
She was
and
in Shrek. Whoa.
Maybe you know her from the Selena Gomez version.
She was
in
Talladega Nights. Is my favorite movie. Talladega Nights, Restrepo, and Rush. My favorite movie.
I just rewatched Talladega Nights. It's gold.
Never seen it.
It's comedy gold. Molly Shannon's in it, and that's my favorite character she's ever played. It's just drunk,
wait, which character?
Drunk wife of like the really rich dude.
Is she the one who was like sign my tits?
No, she's the one up top holding the martini, and she's like. When the cars go by, she's like, feel the vibrations.
Oh, the owner's wife.
And she's just like drunk the whole time.
She is a great actress.
She's
I wonder
so
if she's
funny.
A method actress.
Okay.
She's drunk. Like
I don't know. I don't know if I ever told this. I almost got in a car wreck in West Hollywood because I saw someone that looked like her and I was like, whoa, that woman
wait,
looks.
Can we pull up a picture of Molly Shannon? I need like a visual.
Sorry to totally reroute the conversation.
Good.
But
you're good.
We're getting on you now.
Fine.
I saw another episode where you're like, I love Amy Poehler. And it's like this similar genre of women. Like,
yeah.
You love.
Well, they're good. They're talented.
Yeah.
But I'm pulling around the side of this building and then I see someone that looks like her. And then I'm like, whoa, the other dude she's sitting with looks like Will Ferrell. Pull around the corner. I'm like, that's freaking Will Ferrell. And they were having coffee and I parked in a in front of a fire hydrant, like as most in front that you could ever do, and then had a baguette sitting next to them thinking they would recognize me for some reason. That's where my head's at.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Jane Lynch
tweeted, I love women. I am woman. Our voices are higher than men's voices. Women's voices can get into the annoying area if it gets too high.
It's true.
If you're doing a podcast, consider lowering your pitch a tad. If you think I'm being sexist about this, then I don't know what to do with you. She doesn't know what to do with you.
The internalized misogyny is just so palpable. Like,
I think it's like, okay, one thing if you think that, like, why would you, like, you know what you're going to, it's just like J.K. Rowling.
But I think this is
energy.
A lesson to all of us here.
Lower our mics, lower our voices.
It's just like J.K. Rowling energy when she's like, I'm not transphobic, but trans people shouldn't be in the bathroom.
Oh my God.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so thanks for prefacing it.
Did you guys see, who was the rapper who just came out as non-binary?
G-Flip?
No.
Demi Lovato.
Is it Playboy Cardi or Lil Uzi Vert?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
Lil Uzi Vert is now non-binary, so it goes by they, them pronouns.
Uh-huh.
And so Lil Uzi Vert's girlfriend tweeted, just came home from the nail salon. just came home from the nail tech. He asked me, did you get French or like stiletto? He knows too much. And then she responds to the tweet and goes, oh shit, asterisk, they. I'm like, not your girlfriend misgendering you.
That's,
wow.
I love Lil Uzi.
Yeah, but then their girlfriend totally misgendered them in a tweet and then responded, didn't delete the tweet, but responded and goes, oh shit, they.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do is just like quickly correct.
Right.
Yeah, that's all you can do, but it's right. Writing. Like you could easily
yeah,
just
delete. Yeah, you could
delete.
You could really.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
The effort's there.
It's also the person who's around you all the time. Like,
yeah. Well, that's really funny.
That is.
Well, I think we wrap up. We haven't even, I don't know how that was. 75 minutes.
Time flies.
Time flies when you're having fun with ranch.
When you're being slimy.
truly slimy. But Victoria Paris, that was too
you
easy almost.
Thank you so much for coming. Ooh, people are gonna love
I actually sent chills from the back of my head to my asshole.
ASMR? I've been really in an ASMR.
No,
hole.
But I would enjoy it.
Did you know they try to like demonetize it on YouTube because they think it's some weird like
porn
stuff?
Shit?
Yeah,
really.
Which no. I low key get because it like put me the fuck to sleep. It hit me in the spine. But thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming.
Come back anytime.
Yeah, and you're gonna move out here. I also, in an ideal world, would be bi-coastal, so maybe we could get a plane together.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
that would be good.
What airline do you fly, though?
any that will take me. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm on a blacklist for a few, but.
Yeah. I can't believe I'm not. It's kind of crazy.
It is.
But thank you. You're the best.
Seriously, thank you.
Thank you guys for listening. Victoria, will you plug some stuff?
At Victoria Paris on any and everything.
Oh, that's so nice easy. To just have like one consistent.
No, I'm like Twitter's 2 A's, Instagram's 1
really?
A, YouTube is my full name.
Really? Yeah,
it's annoying.
Mm-hmm. That's yeah. the first thing I was like, I had it was Victoria Paris F for a little bit, and I was like, drop the F on everything.
Drop the F.
What's
yeah.
the F?
I've always said that.
We're not getting into it.
You have a...
It's Victoria fucking Paris.
No, it's not. Victoria. It would be Victoria Paris fucking.
That too.
Anyways, and next,
guys,
we'll
thank
see you
so
next
much
week.
For listening. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Smooches.
Ha ha!